I live in Larry the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know what time it is, man. It's time for our 740 question of the morning where we ask Madhouse Nation a question and y'all chime in on our voicemail 704-227-8780. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about who?
Our 740 question is being brought to you by Electric Avenue. 2125 North Davidson Street in Noda, Charlotte. Go see the professor at Electric Avenue for all your CBD needs. Yes, I said CBD.
The professor.
The professor.
Where are you at, Barbie?
Electric Avenue. All right, today we want to know. There are talks right now that the government wants to make it mandatory that your child gets a measles vaccine. They want to make it mandatory. It has not been approved, but they do want to pass this law to where your child has to get a measles vaccination. We want to know, Madhouse Nation, do you agree with it? Do you feel like your child should be mandatory for your child to get a measles vaccination? And it's simple. No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I know measles is a disease. It's here, but it's...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Not as prevalent as it used to be. It's not as big as it once was. So I don't think that it should be mandatory. You shouldn't be able to tell me what to do with my kids anyway unless you want to raise them.
Okay. And a lot of people don't agree with vaccinations, period. With no
right,
type.
A lot of people don't.
But if you send your kids to public schools, most of the time they have to get certain vaccinations before a certain age to even be allowed in the school. So,
I would agree with Burpee. I would say no. But the other side of that is if you are one of those parents that does say no, right to that, you have to make sure that your child is healthy and in a good state because it is something that is contagious and it can affect other students that they're in the classroom with. So you can't just say, no, I don't want them vaccinated and just leave it like that. But I would say no, because there are certain people that you know, go about medicine from a holistic approach.
Right.
They do the natural type medicines and things like that. So I don't think it's fair to push that agenda on people that believe that. But if you are one of those people that is saying no, it is your responsibility to make sure that your child is healthy so that they don't harm other kids that they come in contact with and adults.
For me, it's a twofold thing, because if you're gonna send your kids to a public school and you know you don't want your child to be exposed to certain things, you know, going to a public school, so it's kind of tough. But I think that. I'm a roll with no for the simple fact. A lot of people are just against vaccinations, period, like you said, Ms. Jessica. So I'm a roll with no. I don't think it should be a law. However, I think there should be some type of precautions if you're going to send your kid to a public school.
And, you know, black people, they don't believe in vaccinations in no way. They just rather take some a root from the earth.
Or some Robitussin.
Some gin.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Or onion. Onion solve everything.
My baby ain't getting nothing now.
Onions in your socks solve everything.
Solves nothing.
Onions in your socks with a side of ginger ale.
The baby jaw swole up. The baby jaw swole up. Get my onion in the
sock. I always thought it was the onion in the sock, but when I moved down here, people said you wrap the onion around your belt. You put it on your belly button.
No, I ain't heard that. I heard onion sock.
Regardless, onions stink. And I don't want it nowhere on my back.
Listen, onions in your sock with a little bit of ginger ale. you are cured.
I'm from
ginger
everything.
Ale in your sock too?
No, you got to drink a little bit of the ginger ale. You got to drink the. You wash the onion in your sock down with ginger ale.
Yeah. And a little bit of castor oil. 704-227-8780. Mama, he ain't got no job. Put a little onion in the sock. He have a job by Monday.
Wash onion in your sock down with ginger ale.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.